Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting a victory for Iraqi forces in the fight against the Islamic State. Iraqi military officials say they have now retaken control of a government complex in Ramadi. Islamic State fighters having fled the last major IS stronghold in the western city that fell to militants 7 months ago. It is believed recapturing this complex will restore control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. The whole neighborhood surrounding the complex was dotted with landmines. Iraqi military spokesman said soldiers used airstrikes to detonate some of the explosives to help them gain ground. It's not clear how many civilians are left in the area. The spokesman said most of the residents took shelter in a nearby hospital. This is the most significant incursion into Ramadi by Iraqi forces since the city fell to IS terrorists in May. In Syria, a victory there as well. In part, Syrian government forces booby-trapped a cluster of farm buildings in the southern Dara province and detonated the explosives as several Islamic rebel factions gathered at the venue, killing 17 militants, opposition activists said today. A UN brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near Syria's capital has now been delayed after Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. As many as 4,000 Islamic State fighters and their families based in southern Damascus were set to evacuate early Saturday, but the Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zanran Alush was killed in an airstrike near Damascus. Monitors say that the military forces, some sources say, it was President Bashar al-Assad's forces that killed Alush. Other sources say it was Russian airstrikes that proved deadly. This is VOA News. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeast Kenya that killed at least two police officers today. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Al-Waq on the Kenyan-Somalia border bound for Mandera. The Kenyan Red Cross said two police officers were killed and two others injured in the attack. Al-Shabaab said three police officers were killed. Israeli forces shot dead two Palestinians ages 17 and 23 after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. And earlier today, a Palestinian stabbed a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. On Saturday, Palestinian protesters gathered in Jerusalem's Old City demanding that Israel hand over the remains of Palestinians killed in attacks or during clashes with Israeli troops. A wave of violence since the start of October has killed nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker has beheaded four Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Nangarhar. The militia members, loyal to Zahir Qadr, Deputy Speaker of Parliament, have been fighting with IS-affiliated gunmen in the region for weeks. IS fighters recently captured four militia members and beheaded them, prompting the militia to respond by killing four Islamic State fighters in Aachen District, according to local officials. Authorities in the Central African Republic once again have postponed national elections for president and parliament. They were to be held today but are now set for December 30th. Logistical difficulties are the reason being cited for the delay. Central Africans are hoping the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long sectarian conflict between Muslims and non-Muslims that erupted after rebels ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. Human rights researcher Louis Mudge tells VOA the election will only be the first step in what's needed for the Central African Republic.
The elections in of themselves are not going to simply bring about an end to the conflict. It's going to have to be a more long-term process. It's going to have to incorporate issues about holding perpetrators of serious crimes accountable. There has to be real reconciliation efforts made across the sectarian divide between Muslims and non-Muslims. And there needs to be a meaningful development program set up in the country so people have a reason to be hopeful again. Good that the elections are happening. Good that the run-up has been peaceful thus far, more or less. But they're not going to be a silver bullet in of themselves. They're not going to simply solve very deep-rooted problems in the Central African Republic.
International organizations have been pushing for the CAR to hold elections before the end of 2015. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.